No man chooses evil because it is evil. He only mistakes it for happiness, the good he seeks. Mary Wollstonecraft.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mortal Instruments, Book 5, City of Lost Souls, by Cassandra Clare. Read by Molly Quinn.
Prologue. Simon stood and stared numbly at the front door of his house. He'd never known another home. This was the place his parents had brought him back to when he was born. He had grown up within the walls of the Brooklyn row house. He played on the street under the leafy shade of the trees in the summer and had made improvised sleds out of garbage can lids in the winter. In this house, his family had sat Shiva after his father had died. Here he had kissed Clary for the first time. He had never imagined a day when the door of the house would be closed to him. The last time he had seen his mother, she had called him a monster and prayed at him that he would go away. He had made her forget that he was a vampire, using glamour, but he had not known how long the glamour would last. As he stood in the cold autumn air, staring in front of him,